Hello and welcome back to the Think of the Phoenicians podcast. For our 5-minute Friday episode, I will be talking about two amazing attractions, Splash Mountain and Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. Before I get started into the interviews, I want to tell you some facts about these attractions. Splash Mountain is actually named after a movie called Splash, which doesn't even relate to the subject of the attraction. The movie is actually based off of it's like a mermaid movie, and so anyways. Buzz Lightyear, the Buzz Lightyear attractions are in all of the Disney parks worldwide. Splash Mountain is going to be turned into a Princess and the Frog ride in two of the three Disney parks in which it is located. Every version of Buzz Lightyear has a different name except for Tokyo and Hong Kong, which share their name with Disneyland's. Disneyland's Splash Mountain version includes animatronics from America Sings, an attraction that used to be located over in Tomorrowland. Buzz Lightyear over at Disneyland can only reach 999999 in their scoreboard. There are only three songs that are played on every version of Splash Mountain. Disney World's version of Buzz was the first one to be created. Before we get into the interviews, also, I would love if you could give us a review. It helps us so much, and we're grateful for all the reviews we have got. They're all positive, and even if you have a negative one to say, we would love it if you could even do that. It helps us know what we need to do right and what we've done wrong, and how we've been doing on our podcast episodes, if we need to make them longer, shorter, whatever. Also, email us at ttpcousins@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram. Give us a like on any of the platforms that you listen to this podcast. Anyways, here are the three interviews. Here with me today for another interview is my sister Esther. Which attraction do you like better? Teacups or Everest?
Everest.
And why is that?
It's because I was hope the Yeti shut down before I even got to it, before I've even gone on it. So I really wanted the Yeti to go back, and then I can see the Yeti.
So why do you love it, though?
Cause it's like a screaming ride, and it's, I love how the track ends, it goes backwards.
That's a good point. So thank you for coming on to my podcast. This is very short, but, this is how long our interviews will be, depending on how many interviews I'll be doing. So anyways, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm here with my sister Phoebe. Phoebe, which attraction do you like better, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters or Splash Mountain?
Personally, I love Splash Mountain because it definitely just, it definitely, like, kind of, like, when you're going on the drop, you just, like, kind of get frightened a little bit, and sometimes it's fun to like be just a little bit frightened. But yeah, I love this ride, and it's definitely really good cartoons and stuff like that. Yeah.
So I understand that you had trouble picking between these two attractions.
Mhm.
Cause you love them both.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see why. Thank you for coming on to the episode. And, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm here with Quinn, who's my co-host on this podcast, one of my co-hosts. I'm going to ask, Quinn, what is your favorite attraction between, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters and Splash Mountain?
I'd probably say Splash Mountain, just because, like, it's been a Disney classic, and I just love it a lot.
Yeah, the Splash Mountain is definitely one of my favorites. It actually is my favorite. The thing is, comparing these two, everyone has said Splash Mountain is their favorite. I'm guessing why, because Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, yes, it's very fun,
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun to go in.
But, like, it's, yeah, it's Splash Mountain is a lot more thrilling and stuff. Well, thank you for letting me interview for a minute.
Literally.
Okay, thanks. Bye. And always, remember to thank the Phoenicians.